Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. Oh, we even got a little juicy nugget we just got that we're going to be able to. We're going to break a little bit of a story here in a second, Al. But when I was booking all the big guys, Ross Tucker, Brian Baldick, I realized, but a real expert on line play is the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, doing brilliant work. I got to tell him why I think he's the greatest of all time, Mr. Merrill Reese out of line. Hi, Merrill.
Hi, Angelo. I think you're the greatest of all time.
No, you're lying about that. But, Merrill, seriously, I'm listening to the game. I love the way you do a game because the emotion you pour out during a game is the exact emotion I feel. When they're still up 14, Merrill, and you're going, man, this would be a horrible loss. And I'm going, that's exactly what I was thinking. They could have blown that game on Sunday, Merrill. They could have blown it.
They could have, but they didn't.
Nope.
And they made some big plays that they had to make, and it was just great to watch Jalen Hurts wrap it up with that brilliant run.
Well, that's what I wanted to start with, because you have seen some great quarterbacks in this town. So, first of all, do you think that run that sealed that victory is the defining moment of his career so far here in Philadelphia?
Yes. Just thinking about it, the answer is yes, absolutely. And he's had others that could have been the defining moment, but then they just couldn't get the ball back. One more time, I'm talking about the Chargers game where he threw a brilliant pass, an absolutely brilliant pass to Devontae Smith for a touchdown. So he's done some other great things, but this one, if you had to say defining moment so far, that was the game set and match right there.
Merrill, is there any doubt in your mind, having seen all these quarterbacks over all these years, is there any doubt Jalen Hurts is the next franchise quarterback of the Eagles?
No doubt at all. And I have felt this for a long time. I think he's very special. We had a talk, you and I had a talk in the off season on the air, and I said that I had great confidence that he was going to be the guy. He is a winner. What he has inside of him, I mean, he just has a drive to be the best. And he wants to be better every day. I think his arm talent is underestimated by a lot of people. You're going to see him becoming a bigger and better passer as time goes on. But he has he's a great athlete. He has wonderful instincts. And a very big part of being a quarterback is to be a leader. And I'm not just talking about on the field. I'm talking about off the field. And he is every bit one of the best leaders they have ever had at that position. He's really special in a lot of regards, and I'm excited not only about what he's doing right now, but what he's going to become. I mean, if you look at this realistically, it's really his rookie year, because last year was a year where they had no offseason, no preseason games. He never got to do reps until the last four games of the season. And so really, he's played 16 games now as a starter. And I think he is. If he were a rookie, he would be the NFC Rookie of the Year, no doubt about it.
Wow,
Offensive Rookie of the Year.
That is awesome answer. All right, now, Meryl, I would not attempt this question with anyone else because it's going to sound like a final exam essay question. But no one can address this better than you. Could you please, for us, compare and contrast the four great running quarterbacks the Eagles have had? Randall Cunningham, Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, Jalen Hurts.
Well, they're all great athletes. There's no doubt about that. I think Randall is probably the most exciting player I have ever seen in an Eagles uniform. He was amazing. Michael Vick was really not here in the prime of his career. He was in and out of the starting lineups. There were injuries that kept him from being as good as he could be while he was here. He probably was the best spinner of a football I have ever seen. I think Donovan McNabb, you could say, is the best quarterback in Eagles modern history. He had a great career. He is possibly on the line for the Hall of Fame. If you look at his numbers, and he is the Eagles' leading passer in almost every category. And I think that Jalen Hurts is a marvelous athlete. He's got an above-average arm, and I think you're going to see him have a brilliant future.
I'm going to tell you the difference between McNabb and Hurts, and here it is. McNabb, you're right. He had a great package of skills, right? But he didn't. After a couple of years, he didn't really want to run. He didn't embrace it. Don't you get the feeling that Hurts understands it's a great extra weapon he has, and he'll wield it whenever necessary? I feel like he embraces the running ability more than McNabb ever did.
Well, I think you're right, but this is not a criticism of Donovan McNabb, but his body type changed as he went along in years. He became a bigger, wider quarterback. He was not the leaf athlete that he was when he came out of Syracuse. He was still a great quarterback, but he was not that kind of running quarterback at the end. He was there to be a pocket quarterback. Jalen Hurts is there to do whatever he has to do to win. I mean, he has a long way to go. I mean, Donovan McNabb was here for a long time and had multiple Pro Bowl years. And don't forget, Donovan McNabb still took the team to all of those playoff games and to a Super Bowl. So it's tough to compare somebody who was really in his first year to somebody who spent almost a decade here. But let me tell you something. Jalen Hurts is special. He is special, and he's going to be a quarterback who leads this team to a lot of success.
I was watching a game Sunday, I was listening to you and Mike, and people say all the time, running straight up the middle, that's boring football. Not the way Merrill does it. I want you to hear this sequence of five consecutive runs by Jordan Howard. And then, Merrill, you tell us the excitement you were feeling as you broadcast this. Listen to this.
First and 10. It is a give inside and up the middle he goes as Jordan Howard, and he took it right up the gut for 18 yards. On second down, again it goes to Howard. Again he plunges up the middle. Boy, they can't shut him down. Again it goes to Howard, and again he moves the pile, and he moves up for another first down. And this time the handoff again to Howard. Breaks two tackles, three tackles, and runs for 14 more. 14 more! Jordan Howard is just knocking the Saints backwards. First and 10, do they come back to Howard again? Five carries, 41 yards. That's more than eight per pop. It goes to Howard again, and this time finally they shut him down, but he makes five more yards.
Merrill, you are so excited broadcasting that. What was that like? You were loving that.
I was, because it was total domination. Another block, and they would have had the Saints on I-95. I'm telling you, when you see the Eagles dominate like that, you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of 2017 in certain stretches where they gave the ball to LeGarrette Blount. I used to call him the train. And they would give it to him again and again and again, and they would continue to pick up 7 yards, 8 yards, 6 yards, and move the pile. You see the pile moving, and it's exciting to see total domination on the Eagles.
Absolutely. All right, now, I just got this just as you were coming on because Joe Wechter asked you. Merrill, you guys have not been traveling with the team, but you will be going to the next two Eagles games at the Meadowlands?
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's exciting. Is it different? What do you think of that? Is it better for you to be at the facility?
Well, you would always rather be at the facility. But WIP does such a great job, and the Eagles help us, too, with all of the technical parts that when we're sitting at the link, doing the game and we're looking at the large screen, it's still exciting. And the fact that our engineer, Lane Massey, brings in the sound, the actual sound from that stadium, you lose yourself and you feel like you're actually at the game. You are so engrossed in what you're doing. So you still feel that way, but still, to be at the stadium and to actually be there in person is the greatest thrill. But it's fun to do any way you look at it. Angelo, there was just one time that we're getting a satellite feed, so we're getting it in real time. So it was the first Dallas game, and I'm saying, Dak Prescott is back. He's looking. And at that second, the satellite feed froze, and he was standing there, and the picture was frozen, and I'm going, he's looking. He's still looking. I gave about eight lookings, and then suddenly they cut to the live feed, and I said, boy, he had a lot of protection on that play.
See, you're a pro, Merrill. All right, Merrill, I just got a last thing, because you're back. I'm thrilled that you're going to be at the Meadowlands for these two huge games. Best stadium you've ever broadcast in, worst stadium you've ever broadcast in?
Worst stadium I've ever broadcast in. I used to say Washington, because that's terrible. We're in a corner of the end zone. There are fans high enough to call us names while we're broadcasting. There's an overhead. There's a roof over our heads that extends to the upper deck, so we can't see the field, the scoreboard. And when they go past the 50, you can't tell if they picked up 6 yards or 16. But that was beaten out by Miami a couple of years ago, because you're in the end zone and you're actually blocked out from a quarter of the field. So to do the Miami game, I actually looked at the monitor the whole time. It was no different than being back at the link looking at the monitor for a road game. So that game was totally a screen game. That's the worst. I love the link. I think the link is a great stadium. The other stadium that I love really is MetLife, which is the Giants and Jets stadium.
Wow.
And if you've ever been there, there's not a bad seat in the house. And they have something very special there. And I don't know if the fans notice it as much as I do, but the scoreboard, the Giants scoreboard of the down, distance, time, timeouts, is on ground level behind the benches. And you never have to look up for a score. You never have to look up for a down or a distance. It's just a marvelous place to see a football game.
Wow. Well, Merrill, you make every game better. You and Mike are phenomenal what you do. I love listening to you guys. And now we got a couple of big ones coming up, and Merrill and Mike will be at the Meadowlands. Merrill, always an honor and a pleasure, my friend.
Great to speak with you, Angelo. Have a great day.
The great Merrill Reese, man. He makes everything exciting. And Mike is such a perfect compliment to him. Mike is giving you a lot of insight. He gives you all sorts of detail. It's so much better than TV.
Yeah, it is.
And the sync this year, congratulations to our station. The sync this year has been fantastic. It's been dead on every week.
You should be able to sync it yourself anyway.
I wouldn't know how.
Don't start telling them how to do
don't
something.
Don't tell me
push
how to
pause,
sync.
Yeah, push pause.
No, I don't know how to do it.
Don't let them do
can't
that.
Can't do it. Don't let me near it. Okay. They do it for me, and it's delightful. Sean's on the line. Hi, Sean.
Hey, good morning, guys. And before I forget, happy Thanksgiving to you and the whole crew.
Same to you, Sean.
What I wanted to talk about was now that we finally got the running game on board, I'm looking back at the schedule, and I know that we can't go back and do time and say what ifs, but if we would have just figured this out a little bit early, I've got at least two more wins on the books this season. If we could have just got the running game on track a little bit earlier, and I've got them going 6-0 the rest of the season.
What?
Because there's nobody on that schedule. If we just keep doing what we're supposed to do, there's nobody on that schedule to include the Cowboys, who we should have beat the first time if we had a good formula.
Sean, Jonesy's shaking his head while you're doing this. Jonesy, don't say that.
I know.
This is what
hurts,
happens,
man.
And then we get upset by an awful team. Talk to Sean. Tell him not to do it.
Just stick to the next game, man.
Sean,
just
don't
stick
do
to the
that.
Next game.
Sean, just focus on the stinky Giants.
Monday's going to be a long show otherwise.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
1-0 for the next 6 weeks. That's the way we'll
that's
do
good.
It.
That's good. Like that.
Sean, give me a big boy.
I'll tell you what, I heard you before, and I'll give one for Jonesy. big man, big enforcer and fighter, Chara of the Bruins.
Oh,
yep.
How many?
Big Z, he is the biggest.
How long has he played hockey?
What, 1997?
You know, he was drafted by Mike Milbury to the New York Islanders in the third line off a videotape that he watched as a scout.
Yeah.
Give your Tom Brady stat.
Tom Brady was a sophomore at Michigan. They're really good friends because they want to see who can outlast the other one.
He was a sophomore in college when this guy
started in the NHL.
Wow.
Might be the nicest man in pro sports. Yeah.
Is he a large man?
No. Gigantic.
Gigantic.
So he's 6'7", 6'8"?
He might be 6'9".
6'9".
Hold on a minute. Yep. And you said you get 3 inches for skates?
A normal human does.
All right, so Al, he's 7 feet.
Yeah. And he's a tough guy, man.
Wow.
He can beat
the hell out of you. He's the toughest guy in the league still. And he, what is he, 45 now?
Yeah, he just.
I love it. 3 inches for skates. I like it. 215. Hold on. I think Butch was working on something. Let me just check. Butch, do you have that song ready?
Yeah, I do, Angelo.
All right, and what's it about, Butch?
It's basically a song of Jalen Hurts, who I think is going to take us to the Super Bowl, taking us there in the next 3 years.
And is it done to the Flintstones, the theme song?
Yes, it is, Angelo.
All right, you're coming up right when we come back, Butch. Sorry I had you wait there. 215. We're getting a new Butch song about Jalen Hurts.
Oh, man.
Done to the Flintstones.
Just in time for Thanksgiving.
And then the hot seat, but not right away. Butch is first. Ha-ha. WIP Sports Time 96.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stay. Hello, it's 9:23 right now on a Tuesday morning. Eagles playing the big games now. Got a good shot at the playoffs. Now, I want you to understand something before I put Butch on. Al, I take a lot of emails every day at radioman610@gmail.com. And I welcome them all. And I get tons of emails on two people in particular because they have singing skills.
Okay.
Those people are Marissa from Tokyo.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And Butch from Manny.
Excellent.
Okay.
And in both cases, Al, the jury is still out. I get negative comments on the singing of both of them.
No.
Now, Al, have heard Marissa. Is she reminiscent of Adele? She is Adele-level singer.
A little bit of a stretch.
A tiny bit.
In the bathtub.
All right, but she often, Al, is even calling from the bathtub in Tokyo. Who else is doing that?
Not Adele.
And Butch, even though Butch popularized himself both as a singer and poet, sometimes I get people who say, if I hear Butch is going to sing, I'll change the station.
Really?
And I said, really? And I went, well, here's what I'm going to say to you right now.
Oh, no.
I have not listened to what Butch did. I gave him an assignment, and I'm playing the hits. A, he's doing it on Jalen Hurts. He's a wordsmith. So I know the words will be great. In addition, he's going with his strength, the Flintstone theme song. I am saying to you, emailers up to you, negative Nancys, all right? You are about to be shown why you're wrong about the singing skills of my man, Butch from Mania.
Is he up next?
He's right here
I'll
now.
Be right back.
No, Jonesy, don't even joke about it.
Sorry, I'll stay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor to have on our show songsmith and word poet, the great Butch from Mania. Hi, Butchie.
Hello, Angela.
Butch, I have no doubt in my mind you're going to crush this thing.
I'm confident as hell, Angelo.
All right, so you're using the Flintstone song, and you made this for Jalen Hurts. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right, Butch, when you're ready, I'm ready.
When you're with the Flintstone, just like tuning the guitar, man. Just getting a tune there a little bit.
Oh, he's going out. I see. He's rolling out the guitar. Oh. This is big time.
Jalen Hurts, Flintstone. When Jalen has the football, it's all about security. He can run or pass it as they turn over free. He can tie his team on his back. That's what separates him from the pack. Next time you see Jalen, he'll be our playoff quarterback. He's full of confidence, and the team has got his back. Next it's on to the Super Bowl. That's when his talent's really going to show. When the Super Bowl is over and Jalen is the MVP, the parade that goes down Broad Street will be the biggest that you'll ever see.
Wow. What, Butch, you did yourself and me proud. Man, that's talent. Jonesy, tell him.
I'm back now.
I love it. Al, how cool is that?
I mean, right in the Hall of Fame.
Butch, how do you do it? How?
I don't know, but can I talk about Jalen Reagor for a minute?
Sure.
Jalen Reagor has done nothing for this punt return. Can't return a kick to the 20.
Yep.
Can't be open between the 20 and the 20, the most open part of the field. Why is he getting 55 plays, and why is he getting the plays in the red zone from the 20-yard line in when we got Ortega Whiteside, who, if you remember, we were told can out-jump anybody for the ball, knows how to position his body to get the ball. Why isn't he getting snaps now from this guy inside the 20-yard line?
Hold on. But you had me right up to Whiteside. He only has one catch this season.
Stick to music, pal.
No. That was the Reagor stuff was great, Butch, but Greg Ward made some big catches for this team. How about giving him a few chances? How about getting the ball to Quez Watkins a little bit more? Why am I still trying to force it into Reagor? Hello?
Why don't we check this Whiteside out in the 20-yard line?
We already have.
He had the one catch, Butch, and it was an impressive play because it kind of solidified the win. But I'm not really sold on Whiteside yet. But, man, I got to tell you something, Butch. That song, phenomenal. I don't know how you do it. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you also, my brother. Have a great day.
Now listen to me. You emailers. That's in your face disgrace. You understand what I'm saying? That is radio entertainment. And that, Al, is he was in pitch the whole time with that song. Was he not?
Yeah.
That's why he tuned the guitar.
He should be in pitchfork.
No. Will you stop it? Josie agrees with me. You have no opinion. You don't like music.
No, I didn't like his commentary either. He's horrible.
No.
Oh, my God. So,
please don't.
Tell him. I'll tell him when I see him. All right.
Do this. No, don't do this.
No, he's.
You're ruining my day.
Yes.
You're ruining my day.
And hopefully his, too.
I know.
So this week was the first time in 5 weeks. First time in 5 weeks that.
You ruined my day. There's going to be 100 meme. See, listen to Jonesy. He knows what he's talking about.
Email me at I don't care.
First time in 5 weeks, Butch hasn't come and done a live song at one of my pep rallies.
Wow.
He's there all the time. And everybody loves him. They take out their camera. They record him. I'm telling you.
Yeah, they record him already.
You emailers. Remember what Jonesy said. Email him at idontcare.com. All right? Don't email me. He's just getting me in trouble.
It
Bingo.
Was free.
All right.
That was your old one.
Let's go. Not yet, Avar. We're going to do the hot seat in a minute. Amish is up from Dallas. Hi, Amish.
Angelo, good morning. Good morning,
team. What are you feeling? Can we catch the people in Dallas?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What'd you say,
Angelo? Can we catch the Cowboys in this race?
Oh, they're on their way down now. This is the start of where their season starts going downward.
That's true.
100%.
Are they taking notice yet of the upstart Eagles in Dallas?
I think they've finally taken notice to that mean, nasty running game and that ferocious offensive line that's mauling people.
Yeah, they.
Hey, we're nasty.
There was a day, Amish, when they had that kind of an offensive line, and they just gave the ball to Elliott or all the great runners they've had in the past. Now we got it. And Amish, I'm telling you something. That Jordan Howard, get that knee healthy, because you're going to run us right into the playoffs. We're going to do this. This offensive line is going to carry this football team, Amish.
Angelo, I don't know if you recall, but after week two, I said, why is – I had called in, and I said, why is Howard still sitting on the practice squad?
You're right.
The guy needs to be in the game playing. Every time he touched the ball in his previous trip with the team, it was always 5, 6, 8 yards forward. It was never backwards. He always was going forward. People were flying off of him. He sets the tempo for that offense. I think he truly complements – hurts his ability to run and keeps everybody on the defensive side of the ball off balance. I mean, it's such a challenge. You can't defend it all game long.
All right, but Amish, you got to understand why this happened. All right, so Nick comes here. Nick doesn't know the personnel, so early on, he's got to rely on Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman did not even know what he had in Jordan Howard. Do you understand? He let him go a couple of times. Jordan Howard's been back and forth more than once.
Yeah.
And fact of the matter is, so initially when he's meeting with his bosses, they're going, Howard, I think, keep him on the practice squad. If we need him, he's there, that kind of thing. And then when he's got no choice, he's got to use him. At least Nick has the sense to go, wow, this guy, he's got more than we thought he had. And now he's using him as a main guy if he can keep him healthy. Nick made the right adjustments, but initially I think he had – bad advice from Howie Roseman. I don't know what's going on with Rager, Amish, because by now Sirianni knows Rager can't play. So I'm looking forward to Sunday. Al said Sunday you might see a different role for Rager, right? You think they're going to downplay Rager now?
Well, that was Jonesy, but yeah. Jonesy. You confuse us.
All right.
Well,
we look alike.
You do.
You better hope not, Jonesy.
Jeez.
Well, I would like to believe that Rager's not going to be back there for the opening kickoff.
Yeah.
If he's not, you'll know they reassess what they were doing and go, and Rager stinks. We're not using him. And just keep him there once in a great while, put him in the game.
That's fine.
Yeah, the other team wants to kick off twice.
Yeah, I know it. Oh, believe me, Al, that guy's killing us. Amish, give me a big boy.
Angelo, real quick, if I can make a comment about your holiday plans, if you don't mind.
No, if you're unvaccinated, you don't come to Boudoir Cataldi.
Oh, Jesus.
Angelo, Playa Patel, my home, has the same policy as Cataldi home.
See that?
If you're not vaccinated, you're not coming into my house and putting my family and my kids at risk.
Now, understand.
I've invited some people from holidays and events.
Are you concerned that you are burning bridges to people that are relatives of yours or friends of your family?
Well, I don't have any moronic relatives that won't get vaccinated, so I don't have to worry about that. But friends come and go. Unfortunately, this is the road we have to take.
So if I say I'm not vaccinated, can I not go anywhere?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, Al, I'm telling you right now.
I'm not going to get vaccinated and say I'm not.
If I get invited to a wedding, I'm lying and saying I was not vaccinated.
You should never have to go to another wedding.
I don't like a wedding.
Okay.
I don't like it. Give me a big boy, Amish.
I'm going to go with Shaquille O'Neal.
Shaquille O'Neal.
We got him.
Here's the name. Sorry, Amish. Al, give us the list.
Shaq is there, of course. Runyon, Andre the Giant, Refrigerator Perry, Maialata, Boban, Big Show, another wrestler, King Kong Bundy, Wilt Chamberlain, Tyson Fury.
All right, that's where we are. Dave from Germantown's up next. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Angelo. Hello. Happy holidays.
How you doing, David?
I'm fine. I'm trying to question your logic. What is your disdain against Miles Sanders?
I don't enjoy a fumbler, Dave. He's a fumbler.
Oh, God.
I don't care
for
fumbler. All
right, so you got Jordan Howard. Jordan Howard's what? Hurt now, right?
Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah. Yeah, probably weak.
Boston Scott's my guy. What are you laughing at? Boston Scott kills the Giants. He's going to have a huge day in Sunday in the Meadowlands.
You might be right with that. That might be something to bet on.
Then behind him right now,
Gainwell's
use Sanders in spots, and I will use Gainwell, especially if I'm passing out of the backfield. It's not ideal because I need Howard. I love Howard. Dave, don't you love Howard?
The guy seems like he's been in the league for like 25 years. And he's only been in for four.
There's a lot of guys like him. You're right.
Yeah.
But
he's good.
Behind
but
this
Sirianni
line.
Sirianni said Miles Sanders was the guy.
I know.
If he could play.
But,
was that a lie or was that like a.
No.
No, they mean it.
And that came from Howie Roseman. I would bet my life on it. That came from Roseman. I think still Sirianni has to follow the lead of his bosses.
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't. He doesn't have enough latitude yet, Dave. He's 5-6. He can't
his
go against
game is
these
working.
Guys. That when they're meeting and Howie's in there with Lurie, they're going, no, that's my top. I made a big pick for him. I got to use him. You know what I'm saying? Howie loves Miles Sanders. I know that. I don't. I don't enjoy a fumbler.
Oh, my God, man.
He's a fumbler, right. Dave. Dave, after the first fumble, were you nervous when they were giving the ball near the goal line again?
No.
Of course you were nervous.
What are you asking him for?
Convince him he was nervous.
Camp's like being home.
I was trying to trap him, but it didn't work. Dave, give me a big boy, Dave.
I probably won't win. I like the name. Shell Samuelson.
Shell. Oh, no.
K-Gel.
Don't say you. How big was he out? You knew him very well.
Six, maybe? I don't know.
And you used to tell me, funny guy.
Oh, he's a hilarious. Great guy. He remains the best line ever about because he listens to us.
I know.
Worst show he's ever heard in any country.
Shell
Samuelson. That's what he said about us.
Heard this show years ago. He told Al it's the worst show he's ever heard, regardless of the country.
You know,
he's a world traveler.
He's a great
And he
guy.
Said this was the crappiest.
His son's a first round pick.
He really is. He's a good
for
player.
Buffalo.
All right. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to need a hot seat. I'm kind of saving this because I think it's going to be special.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Ava's got it's. I think it's a love seat today.
Yeah,
can we hear that song again too one more time?
Oh, it's coming.
Which one?
The one about the big people. Conklin's song.
Oh yes, yes,
yeah,
yes. It's
people.
Me.
I need to hear that.
You
one
want
more.
To hear that?
That's a great song.
I'll play that when we come back.
Thank
all right?
You.
Okay,
thank
that's
you.
Coming up too. Jonesy loves my music. WIP Sports Time is 9:37.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we are back at 7:43. Ava Graham's here with the hot seat. It's live because she's been subbing for Rhea, who lost her voice earlier in the show. We threw her out.
Mm-hmm.
We threw her out of the facility. She's gone.
Quick
it
update
is
on
not
Rhea.
Not COVID.
She took another test, too, since she's been home, and
uh-oh.
It's negative again.
She is.
So she's negative.
And we here all morning have also been negative.
Great. Very negative.
But we didn't take tests. We're just negative.
No, I'm positive.
All right, you're positive?
Yeah.
Get out.
You're home.
All right.
Be happy.
Ava Graham, who's on the hot seat today?
Today, the offensive line is on the love sectional. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat. Hey, big boys. We need a real sturdy sectional for that 1,630 pounds of fun you all are packing. Jordan, Jason, Landon, Lane, and Jack. Is it hot in here, or are you guys just sweating from eating? No, jokes aside, we love the Smash Mouth offense, and you deserve all the love. You're nasty.
We're nasty.
And we love it. The new Nasty Boys are in town. If you fellas put out a Nasty Boys calendar, I'm a buying. Because I love me a big boy.
Little Billy.
Big I'm Billy. Sorry. Big Billy to you, Jersey.
I declare that the light of the day.
So happy Big Boy Appreciation Day.
Hold on.
To my favorite five flubbers.
You make sure that's the light of the day. I like me a big boy.
You already said it yesterday.
No, it sounds better when she says it.
Yeah, sure.
It's on for you awesome. Again.
That is awesome, awesome, Al. That was mm-hmm. that good?
Right
you
on.
You like a big man, Al.
Al, you enjoy a big boy?
God, I'm not answering anything here. She's got tape running.
You always go to Al. He gets
I go to Al because I would like him once in his damn life to admit the truth. He likes a full figure man. I like big men.
Do it again.
All right, let's get some calls in. We are going to play my rap, Jonesy, at your behest.
Thank you.
I know you are dying to hear it again, but we got Tom and C.I. Hi, Tommy.
Good morning, Angelo. Happy Thanksgiving to you and the rest of the gang.
Same to you and all the fine people in Seattle City, New Jersey.
Thank you. Listen, Angelo, you can't get much bigger than that. The Eagles guard there, the rookie.
Mailata?
Dickinson.
Oh, Dickinson.
Let me tell you something, Tom. Let me run by you my draft strategy for the future. And when it comes my turn, the best available Alabama player. Do you realize right now our quarterback is Hurts, Alabama. Our best receiver, Devontae Smith, that's Alabama. And now we got the big guy in the middle, Landon Dickerson, Alabama. Those guys are ready to play when you draft them.
Yes, there's some big boys on that line.
I like it.
They call them guys the road greeters, man.
Some blubber.
I thought thought he was playing the rugby when he mauled that guy.
I can't imagine playing him in rugby.
That Mailata. All right, Tom. That guy blocks the sun. You understand?
Yeah.
He's 6'8", 380. That's a man. But you want to go against him, you're dead.
Yeah.
We got to be careful this Sunday because
you're right.
That Judd, he's going to have them guys playing. Because of what happened last year with the Washington Redskins and the Eagles, tank that last game.
Tom,
last night. They looked that quarterback was lost in the woods. Jones, he had no idea what he was doing.
I'm with you, but I got to tell you, we had a caller about a half an hour ago, and he calls and he goes, "Man, we got this one, son." And I watched Jones, and Jonesy had a look on his face like, "Uh-oh." We're assuming victories. Don't do that.
No.
You're not that good. The Eagles' defense especially. You gave up 22 points in the fourth quarter. All right? You're not that good.
If Jordan Howard's out, I don't like it.
Take
personally.
Nothing for granted here. You should beat them if you just pound the snot out of them.
Yeah, last night, that's what the Bucs were doing. I was watching Seattle. They were making that on a running play, and they were running down the middle of the field.
I'm with you.
The Eagles are going to do the same thing.
Tommy, I need a big boy. I need a big boy, Tom.
I need that Dickerson.
Dickerson,
guy.
Landon got him.
Landon Dickerson. All right, now, Al, I got to tell you something. Everybody's saying nasty boys. On my email, I took a glance to see how many people were enjoying Butch's singing.
Right.
They're loving Snot Knockers.
Yeah. I like Snot. I do like Snot Knockers.
You like Snot?
I like Snot Knockers. That's not.
Okay, Snot Jersey. Knockers is brand new. No one's ever been called a Snot Knockers.
And nor will they.
Hey, we're nasty.
All right. Anyway, let's go rapid fire. Now, Jonesy, here's what we're going to do. You pay close attention to all the names being named. These are big boys.
Okay.
Then we'll play the song, and coming out of the song, you'll have the four winners.
Four winners.
Al, you will be reading the prizes.
Oh, cool.
As you do every day, although I'm never ready for it.
Five winners.
Five winners.
I'm adding one,
All right, five winners.
You have it there?
Five. Here we go.
I added one for you.
Lou, who's your big boy?
Please, Kevin.
What'd he say?
Somebody Campbell, but no.
Police Campbell. The Ravens.
Well, you would have had it, but you got to get a better phone.
No, that's not. Don't do that, Jonesy. T.R., who's your guy?
Manute Ball.
Very slender for a big boy. Thin. Jim, who's your big boy?
So we can get your call to the representative.
The hell was that?
How long have you been on?
Jack, I need me a big boy.
What
What's that?
Jack, I need a big boy.
What a smooth ending.
Gronk.
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 All right, stay right there. That's a big boy name. Tori, I need a big boy.
I don't know if it's going to win. Reggie White.
Reggie White was a big
good
boy.
Choice.
Very talented.
Not going to win, but good
Chris,
choice.
Right, would you let me know? I'm putting him on. Chris, I need me a large male.
Did anyone say refrigerator purse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go Yao. I'm sorry, Yao Ming.
Yao Ming.
That's a good one.
Lenny, I need a large male.
Lenny?
Yep,
Lenny?
You're up, Len.
Yeah, Primo Carnera.
Primo Carnera, a big boxer. He was monstrous. Anthony, last kill. Who you got?
Dave Brown for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Dave Brown.
Was he that big?
He was tough.
All right, let me just say this. You know, you people let me down today.
What happened?
I wanted Andy Reid.
Yeah.
It's a Babe Ruth. Bartolo Colon.
Oh.
Butterbean. C.C. Sabathia. Yep. Cecil Fielder. Charles Barkley, round mound of rebound.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of great ones.
Panda.
Never claimed today.
Yeah, he's on there. Yeah.
Prince Fielder. Pablo Sandoval. Yeah.
George Foreman.
John Kruk. Wow. Joe West. That fat blubber.
John Daly we had on.
John
the list. That
Daly
been a great
would
choice.
Have been a great one. All right. While Jonesy spends time pondering this, I now do my tribute to the big boys. Hit it, Jack.
Oh, my God. Look at that huge lineman.
I like big men, and I cannot lie. I like them sweaty and oversized. When a back hits the hole with an itty-bitty waist, put a fat man in their face, they get sprung. Don't like them too buff, like them big and overstuffed. Busting out of the pants he's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Big fella, don't want to get with you. You ain't broke, won't fix you. My wife, she tried to warn me. This fetish I got makes me so corny.
Ooh,
an encounter with a 350-pounder. Watch Maya, Lada, blow him up like a cheap piñata. I want a big blocker, a fat slob knocker. Forget about Manscaped. I want to see a guy get pancaked. I'm tired of magazines saying wideouts are the thing. Take the average fan and ask him that. I like him big and fat. So, fellas,
yeah.
Fellas,
yeah.
Are your linemen big and fat?
Hell yeah.
Tell him to shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake it.
Shake that sloppy flab.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay.
See Joe Coughlin perform with special needs athletes at the Council Rock High School North in Newtown on December 5th. That's 5 p.m. Christmas music with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Fox Chase Champions, and athletes helping athletes. For tickets, go to JoeConklin.com. Are we ready, Jonesy?
I'm ready.
Number five, $25 Boston Market gift card. Let Boston Market do the cooking this holiday season. Enjoy holiday meals starting at just $10.99 at BostonMarket.com.
The former commissioner of the Farm Olympics, John Runyon.
Number four, $25 Wendy's gift card. Try the fries. They're awesome.
The very heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury.
Number three, a gift card for a 50-minute massage or facial at Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa.
A Canadian legend, Andre the Giant.
Ooh, he went Canadian. He went Canadian. Number two, a $50 Visa gift card.
Hold on. The fridge.
Refrigerator.
And number one, the Philadelphia Eagles Jalen Hurts jersey.
Big Z, Zdeno Chara.
He went hockey as I predicted. Charo, big man. Big man, it's time to do a rap.
Wasn't Andre the Giant French?
Yeah.
He was French, but
we don't get technical here. He spent a lot of time in Montreal.
I got a lot of negative on that. I watched the documentary.
Me too.
He wrestled in Montreal. Hello?
Trying to help out my boy Joe Wechter, who obviously wants you guys to know that he is indeed French. So, brought to you by AmeriBest Home Healthcare. Don't your loved ones deserve the best home healthcare? Who better to take care of them than you? Visit AmeriBestHomeCare.com for details. Line of the day is me, right? If you fellas put out a Nasty Boys calendar, I'm a buying. Because I love me a big boy.
All you that need is I love me a big boy. That's all you need.
People have begun tagging Bill.
Bill's been tagged?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Big boy. He's a big boy, Bill.
You're a good wife.
Oh, stop. stop. Just get it. Stop. What grade do you give Nick Sirianni so far for his rookie season as Eagles head coach? 54% B.
That's fair enough. B. Studio assistant Ava Graham. Special contributions Joe Cocker. For tickets, go to joecocker.com. Associate producer Kyle Quinn. Producer Joseph A. Wechter Jr. Joe DeCamber, John Vinci coming up next. How'd we do?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.